All right, we're here at the 2016 NFL Draft with the newest Minnesota Viking. How does that sound to you, Laquan?
It's amazing, you know, just for them to pick me, you know, out of all the other prospects, you know, it's amazing. It's been a journey, and I'm just excited to be a part of the organization from the day I walked in and met the coaches. I knew it was a first-class organization, and that's the first thing I told my agent when I left, when he asked me how was it. I was just like, first class, man. I've never been around a group of men who really held their standards so high, and you can tell from the time I walked in, I just knew it. And you know, from the way they just handled everything and went about their business, you know, and I knew it was a special place, and I never knew I was going to go there. So just to be a part of the Vikings, you know, it's, you know, I'm just ready to get to work. I'm honored. I'm thankful for the owners and the GM and the head coach to pick me, you know, and it says a lot, you know, and I appreciate that.
When you were meeting with them, what did they tell you about the offense? Did you get a chance to know a little bit about what North Turner is all about there?
I watched it a bit, and I went on many different visits, so I can't really specifically say, but, you know, the receiver coach really stuck out to me because he was hard on me when I came in, and he told me if I was there at 23, they were going to take me, and he don't tell a lot of people that. So when he told me that, you know, I never thought about it because, you know, you're just going through the process, and then the Vikings roll around, and I'm looking at my agent, and he's telling me, I know they're going to take you, and it ended up happening. You know, it was just an emotional and fulfilling, you know, dream come true.
No, I know there's a talented group of receivers, but Coach Zimmer said all along you were the receiver that stood out to them. Does that feel good to have that reassurance from the head coach?
Absolutely. It just means I'll get a chance to come in and do what I know I'm capable of and compete for a starting spot. So I'm just looking forward to it, and I'm glad he really chose me and thought that highly of me.
Now, I know you're a competitive guy by watching your film. How does that help you as a receiver, your physicality? Coach Zimmer said they needed a big guy at receiver.
It helps me a lot. You know, it helps me dictate the game and set the tone of the game in a sense with defenders. And you know, I think just the better my technique and my craft and everything gets, the better I'll be able to dictate games and control games in a sense and be a factor in games. But it means a lot, you know. I work hard and I stick to what I know, and that's training and being just me. And it comes off as physical, and I really don't know that I'd be doing it. I just be out there playing and having fun.
Yeah, well, it's a whole package too, off the field as well, because you have some leadership. I know that was one of the things we were talking to Coach Freeze, was really complimenting you as a leader. Talk about what you're like off the field.
I'm laid back off the field, honestly. I'm really to myself, but I'm not in a sense. I kind of build personal relationship with guys, you know. I've already know Stephon Diggs from just talking to him and just, you know, praising him and saying, you know, good job on the year, you know. And just to come out and know that I'm a Viking now, and the first person I see on my phone is Stephon Diggs texting me congrats and welcome to the family. So that means a lot, you know. It was a relationship that was already established, so. And that's the type of person I am. I really don't do much. I just, you know, kick back and train and you know, build relationships with my teammates, because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters, having fun with those guys. So that's the kind of leader I am. I really don't speak out in the team meetings or anything. I just, you know, I'm a fun guy to be around when I get the chance to, and when it's, you know, time to work, that's what I'm about.
Now, you mentioned Stephon Diggs reaching out to you. Adrian Peterson also tweeted at you, said it was a great pick. And to get your mindset on winning a championship, when you get that tweet from Adrian, one of the best ever, what's going through your head?
My mind been set on that. honestly, I promise. I've won championships since I was 10 years old. The first time I played football, I won a championship. Then I won another one a year later. Then I brought my high school the first championship. We brought our high school the first championship in school history. And I played kicker and field goal holder and safety and receiver. So just hearing it from him and knowing that, you know, that's what the goal is, that's what the whole overall goal is for the organization. And it's already established. It's, you know, I think I'll fit right in, and I think we'll meet eye to eye in the sense of work habit, and I'll be around him even though he played running back. I know he works extremely hard, and he does something right to stay that fit and that great. So I'll be picking his brain, and I'll just be like a little minion on the side of him, just trying to learn and watch it from a distance in a sense, and just trying to get better.
Well, Laquan, congratulations again to you and your 3-year-old daughter, Madison.
Thank you. Thank you so much.